water piling and marine construction. We are unable to answer the phone at the moment. Please leave your name, your number, and a short message, and someone will return your call.
Gabe?
Yeah, how's it going? Is it Tracy?
I'm sorry.
Hey, no worries. How's it going?
I was running into... I'm like, let me catch that.
No worries. No problem.
All right, let me get the papers. I just put them down. Where in there does it say that he's only going to be paying, like, Monday through Friday, basically? Because I didn't see that.
You know, let me take a look here. if you see on the payment schedule, it says due each business day.
Payment schedule. I see the addendum. So many pages. I want to make sure.
It's on. It should be on the third page.
Third page.
Third page. Where it says payment schedule.
To disbursement automatic miscellaneous. Unless it's authorization. I don't see it. Unless I'm not, my page 3 is not your page 3. When I printed it out, you kind of got a little...
Oh, okay.
Out of order.
Yeah, no worries. There's a lot of pages there.
Yeah,
it's
a couple.
It's, I'm sorry, let me be a little more specific. It says business loan and security agreement. It has the, where the page has like the disbursement amount, the original amount loan.
So it says, okay, payment schedule, 214 payments of $480.75.
Each business
due
day.
Each business day. Okay. All right. Good.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I missed that. I just was like.
Yeah, no worries. And then you see, if you see right below, it says business days in quotations, and it says means Monday through Friday, and then except federal holidays. So like July 4th,
okay.
For instance, there's
gotcha.
Nothing.
Okay. All right. And then I had one other question.
And as far? Mm-hmm. Don't worry about signing the last two pages. I'm just going to wipe those off for you guys, so you guys don't need to worry about that.
Which are two of the last two? I'm trying to get
them. Okay, there's one that says ACH authorization, and then
mm-hmm.
authorization to debit and credit account. You guys don't need to worry about filling those out.
Okay, all right. The one that says information disclosure authorization, where it asks for landlord information. Now, the equipment, everything moves every time they have a different job, and he has a home office. So what do I put?
I would just, yeah, no problem.
He doesn't really have a landlord. I mean, he owns, he does pay a mortgage on the house.
Okay,
but,
yeah, so I would put,
you know,
are you talking about where it says landlord information there?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I would just put where it says type, rent, or own, just put own.
Okay.
And then I would just put not applicable through, you know,
okay.
for landlord name and landlord phone.
Okay.
And
all
then
right,
it's and then it asks, and then you might want to fill out, it says, like, what is your monthly mortgage payment on the line below that? So you can
okay.
just put, like, his
all
monthly,
right.
And then, yeah, it's
and
pretty straight.
It's the same account that everything else, you've already got the check from, it comes out of that account. So you've already got all that information.
Yeah, if you could just fill in the business bank account, or actually, I don't
sure.
think we need personal bank account. I would just, if you could fill it out, if
okay.
not, we can let it slide, but it definitely at least put the business bank account.
Okay.
I wouldn't worry about personal bank account. There's a small chance we might come back and say we need it, but, I mean, if you can, put it there, but, I mean, this has nothing to do with his personal account, so.
Okay. All right. And you know, not that I'm trying to be the naysayer, but if something were to happen, since he's signing it as the president of the company, would they come after him personally if something were to happen?
Like, what do you mean if he, like...
God forbid he doesn't pay it, okay?
He defaults?
Right, basically. And I'm not saying he will, but I'm just saying, I always want to know the what if. I'm the naysayer. I'm the one who makes him go... You're a pain in the ass, and why are you questioning me?
No, I understand. I'm
like,
not
sure. Would they
come
after his personal home? Would they come after his
no.
personal vehicles? Would they come
no,
after anything
no.
personal?
No. It's unsecured, and you know, like worst case scenarios, if mm-hmm. he's having a lot of trouble, and this is something I certainly can't like guarantee you, but
right.
if for some reason he's having a lot of troubles, maybe mm-hmm. a job falls through, mm-hmm. He can always contact us, and there's a possibility he can have his payments lowered for a short period of time.
Okay.
And I don't want to like by any means guarantee that.
Right. So there's if something were to happen that we had to, right. you know, renegotiate the terms, then
yeah, but
they're not going to come after him personally.
Right. Yeah. It is, I mean, okay. Is he not like planning on like paying it back? I'm kind of like confused.
No, not whatsoever. No. I read through it and I'm like looking at it. I'm like, all right, some of this is a little mumbo jumbo.
No, I understand. It's not attached to any real estate. It's unsecured. It's an unsecured loan, so it's not
okay.
connected to his like personal property or
gotcha.
any assets there. So it's unsecured.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just want to know, and that way in case I'm ever asked by him, you know, then at least I can say, well, no, this is what I was told, and blah, blah, blah. So, all right.
Yeah, no problem.
I will
anything
get
this
stuff back to you. No, what I'll do is I'll scan it all back in, and I'll email it back to you. Probably you'll get it after I've gone. If you don't get it, then you can just email me and say, hey, I never got it, and I'll send it back to you on Monday.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Are you? You said you're going to scan an email or instead
yeah,
of fax.
Yeah, I'll send okay. it back in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, that's always easier. That's perfect. Yeah, I will. I'll leave you a voicemail there if I don't receive it for some reason. I'll shoot you guys an email as well.
Excellent. Okay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so
sounds
much.
Good. You got
all
it.
Right,
we'll talk.
Bye.